Good evening. My name is Gary Collin with customer support. How may I help you?
I would like for you to check and see if you have an merchandise order placed that we did not place that came through on my MasterCard or on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Can I have your zip code?
75071.
Ooh, there's a lot of people. Okay, may I have your first name?
Joe.
J-O-E?
Yes.
Okay, and may I have your last name?
Houghton, H-O-O-T-E-N.
Okay, can you spell your last name again?
H-O-O-T-E-N.
Okay, okay, give me 1 second while he pulls up your account.
Okay.
For security purposes, you're Joe Houghton, 5334 County Road 206, McKinney,
That's
Texas.
That's correct.
Okay,
That's
give me
correct.
1 second while it comes up.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. What was your problem you were having again, ma'am?
We got charged something that we didn't, for something we apparently didn't order.
What is it?
$67.32.
Okay, I see that. Let me pull this up. Okay, I see what happened. Have you took an online survey or something? Anyway, the $8 and 25 cents on December 2nd, that was for a sweepstakes, and let me see if you had to get out of it within a certain amount of days or they bill you this $67.32. So let me see what I can do. Matt, would you like to be canceled out of that, or are you still interested in the?
No, we didn't. We didn't do any of this. We didn't take any kind of sweepstakes survey.
Okay. Do you think somebody stole your card? Then I can cancel out. But if you think it's fraud, we have to take it to like our fraud department, but I have to advise you that will involve law enforcement. So if it was anybody in your house or anything that you think did it, we have to advise
you. He is law enforcement. Do you want them to get law enforcement involved and report it as fraud?
Yes.
Yes, he wants to do that.
Okay,
you paid $8.25 for a sweepstakes survey, and if you didn't cancel it, it's a subscription for $67.32.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. With the fraud, you would have to go through and do that with your bank and call us back with them on the phone, or I could just cancel you out of this and see if I could get you a refund. But it just depends on you. If you think somebody stole your account, I would say stole your car, I would say do it as fraud and report it to your bank.
That's for the survey, Joe. That's the sweepstakes survey.
I did not pay.
Okay, he didn't pay for a survey and he didn't pay for a subscription. So, yes, I want those two items refunded and we'll definitely go to our bank and pursue this further. But I do need that refund for those two items.
Oh, okay. If you're going through with your bank as fraud, you have to do that first. We can't issue a refund and then, like, you.
He said they can't issue a refund if you're going to go through the bank and report fraud.
Then issue the refund.
Okay, he said issue the refund.
Okay, let's see. And I'm going to get cancel you out of this. Because what, I don't know where it happened, but some kind of way they signed up for something. And that, if you don't cancel out within 7 days, they hit you with that fee. Like, listen, okay, this is easy.
And is there any other charges besides those two charges listed under his name?
Let's see. No, ma'am. The other two were declined. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All of them were declined except for those two, for the $8.25 and the $67.32.
So there were others that tried to go through?
For $5.74 on the 23rd of November. And $5.74.
Okay.
It was declined for a tactical bag. That's, and another thing for a stealth elite drone. Those are all sweepstakes or something that if you don't cancel out,
no,
they come with a. So let me go and get you canceled out.
No, he hasn't done any sweepstakes. That's for sure.
Blacklist or any online surveys. I'm sorry.
He doesn't. He doesn't do online surveys either.
Okay. What is this blacklist? Okay. One and two.
And so there was a $5.74 declined on November 23rd, and how many others were declined?
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Sure.
Save this. Save. All right. Let's see. $8.25 December the 2nd was declined. So you have one for $5.74 and one for $8.25, both were declined.
And then the 8/25 in December, the, what'd you say, 6th? I don't know.
December the 2nd.
Okay, but then wasn't there another $8.25 that went through and the $67.32 that went through?
Yep, on December the 2nd, another $8.25 went through and the $67.32 went through on the 6th. So let me get you counsel out there and get a refund. Are you counsel? Are you blacklisted? Okay, I got that counsel. Let's see here about a refund. Okay. Your $67.32 was fully refunded. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days to enter your account. I also have a cancellation number I have to give you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. It would C as in cat, 2630789 30. And let's see what else here.
Are you also part of Maximum Capital, Genuine something? Maximum Capital? There's another charge on there.
No, we're like a call center, and we service like 100 different online vendors. So I guess we might. Let me see. Let's see. Gotta, you know. Did you cancel that? Okay, you were canceled out of all of your all of these accounts. Let me make sure I notate this right.
And so the one that you just canceled, it's Infinite something, Infinite Electronics.
I actually can't see from over here. I can just see your account, all the charges, dates, things like that. And I can also see like if it was a sweepstakes or things like that. I can't really see the company's name. Let me see.
And since you are a call center for a bunch of different businesses, can you look up his name and see what other companies he's supposedly being charged from?
That's a good question. Let me see after I get this canceled out. I have no idea. Let's see. Okay, save that. All right, let me see. Well, the only ones I pulled up under his name would be from these orders you see on your account. I can't really see anybody else's. I have no idea what the other company would be.
Okay. Because the phone number on that one is 855-216-3238. Is that part of your number as well?
I have no idea, man.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm... What did you say the name of it was again?
Maximum Capital.
Genuine
something.
Shop Crazy Online Goods. Shop True. Great. True Demand. No, ma'am. I don't see those.
Okay. Well, then I'll call this number and see what's going on there. Then this is crazy.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that.
Okay, so that's been all refunded and canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I will call this other number and see if I can find out who's doing this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's a pain in the butt sometimes, but
it is, my friend.
Yes,
sure,
ma'am.
Is.
I would get right on that before they hit you with some fees or something.
All right, I'll do it. Thanks so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Yes,